Hello everyone, Lord Baldrith here with Echoes from the Caverns. Newscast dated July 11th, 2014. Echoes from the Caverns is distributed by Style Teagle and is a joint podcast project created and ran by Lord Baldrith and Sir Style Teagle. Background music by Stephen J. Golden. Update of the Avatar, number 81. Soda, a hit at RTX. Are you ready for some PvP? Dame Lori and Sir Frank receive ONBE medals via Robot Lord British. People playing together a worthy and inspiring purpose. Alienware sponsors 1,000 access keys and prizes for Release 8. Dev Plus backers, we need your NPCs. Sword of Bahir. Starlong keynotes DragonCon video game track. Layaway plan for player-owned towns. In the news and upcoming events. Some awesome news on the updates. I want to go into more depth about a few things. First, are you ready for some PvP and combat? Chris has made an awesome post about the PvP and combat features coming up in Release 8. I want to hit some highlights of it here. And this is from Chris's list. Enable PvP, spell ability interruption, definable concentration length for spells followed by execute length. For spells that cannot be interrupted, the concentration length is zero and the execute length is the casting time. Moving emotes, jumping, now interrupts spells, skills if movement occurs during concentration time. Player no longer turns to face target if they are out of range. Fixed, so only one spell ability can be cast at a time. Correctly sync other players' health. Add variable cast lengths. Updated so party members can be attacked. Update faction system to handle players attacking other players. Made it so you can target yourself. Targeting now breaks at long range. If you don't have a target and you get attacked, the attacker is auto-targeted. Remove character effects on death. Weapon stat tuning. Added a very basic character stats window. Tweaks for wand, staff, mana use. Very exciting news for the upcoming combat in PvP. I'm very excited to start having to use my brain a lot more to survive and kill mobs. I'm really liking the details that Chris and the team have been talking about for combat. There is now a layaway plan for player-owned towns. I went into the account screen to check out the pricing for layaway on town pledges and can give you some of the current info. The payment plans can be scheduled for 8 months as of July 11th. Here's the breakdown of an 8-month layaway plan in the order of town size. Holdfast, $94 per month. Hamlet, $150 per month. Village, $188 per month. Crossroads Village, $250 per month. Town, $375 per month. City, $500 per month. And Metropolis, $625 per month. All this for 8 months, if you so choose. That's really great news, and it's an awesome little feature for people that may want a town but can't afford to lay all that out in one shot. So that's another awesome feature for our Epic game. I'm excited to see them allowing this. Creates additional housing for people, and it also helps the land rush and, you know, to be in the same place where your friends are. So that's all good stuff. Well, that's all the news for today. Awesome background music you're hearing is by Stephen J. Goldman, the song entitled Shroud of the Overture Part 1. Also, thanks to Sir Style Teagle for the technical work on the newscast. Thanks to Amber Rain for broadcasting the newscast on avatarsradio.com. This is Lord Baldrith with Echoes from the Caverns.